But to a story you've already heard on the bulletins on LBC, police recording 85 sexual assaults on children each day after an increase of more than a third in reports of abuse and exploitation. I'll try not to blitz you with too many figures, but here's a couple. A total of 31,238 allegations of sexual offences against children, including rape, assault and grooming offences, were made to forces in England and Wales in 2013 through 14, according to research by the NSPCC. The majority of the victims were aged between 12 and 16, but more than one in four, a little over 8,000, were under 11. Of those, nearly 3,000, this is getting grim, are estimated to be aged five or younger. You ready for this? And of those near 3,000, 94 were babies. Dear God. John Brown is head of the NSPCC's sexual abuse programmes and joins me now. Mr Brown, is it that we're doing more of it or it's just being reported more efficiently? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Nick. It's difficult to tell whether we're looking at an absolute increase in the overall rates of child sexual abuse. Certainly what we know is that the so-called Savile effect has been important.
And just explain to listeners what that is and that's become effective.
Of course, yes. So this is high-profile cases of historic child sexual abuse and the prosecutions and convictions of Jimmy Savile, Rolf Harris, Stuart Hall and others has certainly encouraged people to come forward, adults, children and young people to come forward and talk about what either is happening or has happened. So also, I think the high-profile cases of child sexual exploitation in Rotherham, Rochdale, Oxford, elsewhere, and also we think that the police now treating child sexual abuse as a national threat, and less no-criming by police and a greater reallocation of police resources to the investigation of child sexual abuse, all of which are contributing, we think, to an increase in the number of recorded reports of child sexual abuse. In addition to that, it may be, and we don't know this, it might be that we're looking at an absolute increase as well as that, but it's very difficult to tell because so much child sexual abuse is unrecorded and remains undetected as well.
So those are the cold, hard and in many ways unpalatable facts. What about the background to this? What about the children, the young people who need help? How many of these poor individuals are provided with the help that they clearly need, such as counselling?
There's not enough of it right across the country. The provision is very patchy and we're really concerned about this at the NSPCC.
And is that a government issue, would you say, Mr Brown?
It's a government issue, but I think at the NSPCC we would also call upon local communities to demand it as well. Because, I mean, you know, if your child is sick or injured, we can expect our children to go along to the doctor or, if hospital is necessary, to get an assessment, a diagnosis and treatment. That very often does not happen when sexual abuse has occurred. Sometimes help's available, and certainly the NSPCC, we provide it in certain parts of the country. But we need a much more coordinated plan of treatment for children who have been sexually abused, and that needs to be available right across the country, and it isn't at the moment.
So when you look at these statistics, do you imagine that there's even worse out there? Because in many instances, as you'll be far closer to this than I am, Mr Brown, it's very difficult to come forward and say that you were sexually abused by your aunt or your uncle or whatever it might be.
It's hugely difficult, and it's a reasonable presumption to make that there's still a lot of sexual abuse going on, particularly within the family environment, that doesn't get reported, doesn't get detected. But the more we can encourage children and young people to come forward, to ring Childline, to speak to their teacher, to speak to their doctor, whoever it might be, at the earliest opportunity, in the knowledge that their concerns will be taken seriously, they will be thoroughly investigated and they will be made safe, I think we'll begin over forthcoming years, we will begin to get a sense of the real scale of the problem, which is at the end of the day a public health problem. It can be treated and it can be prevented.
How important is it that the number of inquiries that are currently ongoing into Savile, into events within the BBC and elsewhere, and of course this overarching inquiry that's finally got underway, how important is it that they must report accurately, but that they report fairly swiftly as well?
Well, I think certainly swift reporting is important. I think the Goddard inquiry, the national inquiry that's now finally underway, isn't going to be reporting anytime soon. And I think that's necessarily looking at, you know, a huge range of issues and abuse dating right back to the end of the Second World War. So that is going to take a long time. There's another inquiry that the Office for the Children's Commissioner are doing, looking at sexual abuse within the family environment, that's going to be reporting. A report from that inquiry is going to be coming out in November, actually, which will give us, we think, a a better sense of the overall scale of the problem and of the challenge of child sexual abuse. So I think we've got some work that's going to be reporting earlier on, which is great. Other longer inquiries, which necessarily are going to take a longer time to really get to grips with this issue. But I think, you know, what we need to focus on is the fact that help needs to be available for children and young people who have been sexually abused, and early prevention needs to be put in place in schools, good quality advice and information for parents.
How do you do it, Mr. Brown? How do you go in and how do you go to work every day thinking, I work in a sphere where I'm going to find out about people abusing babies? I don't think I could do it for half an hour, let alone put a career together.
It's pretty tough sometimes, but I think all of us at the NSPCC do it because we know it's not a hopeless task, that it can be prevented, and we know from the feedback we get from children and young people that we are doing some good, and that we know that if we can engage government, put pressure on government, both locally and nationally, to really recognise this as a public health problem, that over the next few years, over the next generation, we could make some real impacts at the overall levels of child sexual abuse, and save that huge trauma that can go on into adulthood, and the effects that we know are so evident with child sexual abuse.
Well, credit to you and your colleagues for doing what you do. Thank you, John Brown, your head of the NSPCC Sexual Abuse Programme.